respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful Alabama River. And want to invite you down here to enjoy some good food. We got a steamer, we got a fryer, and we got a grill. We shuck up fresh oysters. We can cook any kind of seafood any way you want it. Man, we got those shrimp from Argentina. Kind of tastes between a shrimp and a lobster. Got those good royal red shrimp from deep water in the Gulf out here. Got some snow crabs from Alaska. Man, that's some good eating. I mean, some big old fat ones, not little skinny things now. Some good healthy snow crabs. So I know you're getting hungry thinking about all that. Let's talk about good times on the river. We rent out pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We got a RV resort that'll be open in the next few weeks. You can get down here, check it out, get you a spot reserved. Let's talk about live entertainment. We do this every Sunday. We bring in people from all over the world, and Kent Duchesne will be here Sunday. All the old folks around Montgomery have been listening to music. Remember Kent? He's been playing in Montgomery area for 30-plus years. And it's a great show. Y'all get down here soon. We got a live entertainment and good food. So we're looking for you to come soon and come hungry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only does the hot weather continue, our little break from the extreme humidity is about over. For tonight, partly cloudy, should be dry, overnight low temperature 74. For tomorrow, the big-time humidity returns with the high temperature in the middle 90s. Random scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be in ample supply each day. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, they put it on our trash cans. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. As always, I am your humble host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man struggling to deal with the effects of the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be referred to as Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams. Welcome to tonight's program. Joining me in the plush, dimly lit Blue Water studios are, from my left to your right, fellow Morgellon sufferer, dumpster diver, and brother in Christ, Jason Johnson. Say hello to the nice people out there listening to us in Radio Land, Jason.
Hello to the nice people listening to us there in Radio Land,
wow,
Jason.
Well done. And to his left, which would be my right, but that's a whole other story, is his daughter, Trinity, who will be answering the phone when we open the phones up later. Say hello to the nice people, Trinity. Or not.
Hello.
Okay, and to her left, and would be my far right, is the dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the man who put the know in knowledge, the incomparable postman. Welcome, my friend. It's great for all of us to be together once again. That sounds like a song.
Yes.
Glad
to be here. Yes.
There you go. Now, all right, folks, here's where it gets real. Do not believe a single thing you hear on this, or for that matter, any show you listen to, no matter how arrogant or knowledgeable the host may pretend to be. Do your own investigating, do your own research, and whatever you do, do not trust Snopes or any other purported fact checker to tell you what the truth is. You've got to learn to be your own fact checker. Now, my dad used to tell me something given to you is never going to mean as much as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain, and that is so very true. It's important that you know this. All right, here we go. Are you dozen or so people out there ready for 4 hours of this? I hope so, because good Lord willing, we're going to be going at it for all 4 hours. I hope you'll be with us. Before we get fully up to speed, I want to give a shout out to a fellow Morgellon sufferer, a lady who is one of the leading researchers of this bioweapon in the country of Australia, a place where, much like this country, the bioweapon called Morgellons is rampant, and even though few people have ever even heard of it. Michelle and her group have made a lot of progress in figuring out what this actually is, how it works, and most importantly, how to stop it. Hey, Michelle, thank you for all you do and all you've done for me. Love you, girl. Thank you for listening. All right, first off, I must mention how the media, the totally controlled and treasonous mainstream media, is pushing the recession button, apparently getting the masses ready for an economic implosion. An American economic implosion that will match the worldwide economic implosion, or explosion rather, that the controllers, the elite, the Illuminati, the deep state, whatever you choose to call them, they've been carefully planning for God, that's all caps, knows how long. As the world goes, so does America, is how they want it to be, but with the surprise election of Trump, if it was a surprise, and the resurgence of nationalism that he brought with him, America is economically doing better than the rest of the world, and that does not fit their narrative. So they've got to bring our economy down. Because you see, in order for their New World Order total domination construct to be completed, they must have America destroyed. Well, maybe broken would be a better term. If they were to destroy America's economy, that would accomplish this, plus it would allow them to proceed in their next step to a fully trackable and controllable electronic currency, aka the Mark of the Beast. Understand that in order for them to roll out this new electronic form of money, they first must do something with the old money. A crash would be perfect for that. But Terry, you say, the economy's kicking. The stock market's blowing and going. How could this be? Well, let me tell you something. The stock market's the last place you should be looking to gauge America's economy. Where we need to look are at small retail chains, mom-and-pop stores, the true workers, the real soul of this country. Go look at the number of bankruptcies and outright closures of many merchandisers across the country, brands that we all have known, grown up with. They're gone. Well, I can tell you that from a retail standpoint, things are not great right now. We have yet to see this great economy. But Terry, you say once more, the stock market seems so strong. Well, when you realize that 87% of the same people own all the Fortune 500 companies, it's easy to see where they could be playing, moving money around to make it appear as everything's great when things really aren't. That's my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm usually not. So we'll leave it at that. Welcome to the program. We're going to be all over the place tonight. I put a video out. Insomnia has allowed me to get out and take a lot of images, you know, at the wee hours of the morning. And the last set, I think 328 I took last night. I forget the number, but I condensed them down to a few, I don't know, maybe 25 or 30, and I made a video. It's out on my YouTube channel. Please take a look at it. It's dated today's date. Just take a look and tell me what you see, because they're more and more identifiable. They're easier and easier to see whatever they are. But you have to admit something's there. We can argue about what that something is, but something is there, folks. No question. I guess all the talk has been Epstein. For the last week, You know, the question is he dead? Is he not dead? I don't know that it really matters because nobody's ever going to go to prison for what they did. Because they control it. It's what I said on Thursday on Greg's show. They control the justice system. They're in control of the ones who would have to prosecute them. So do you really think they're going to be prosecuted? Of course not. But tonight, I'm going to get into who Epstein is associated with, kind of where he came from, and then maybe you can wrap your mind around how there's no way he's going to ever be prosecuted, because I don't think he's dead. I really don't. Either Trump and the White Hats came and got him to keep him from being Arkansas-ed, or he was indeed Arkansas-ed. One or the other. I don't know. As Dan says, we'll know in the fullness of time. I did run across something very interesting this morning as I try to fill this last 3 minutes before the break. In Japan, and it's a very interesting culture in Japan. I know Kenny lived there for quite a while. Kenny from Maxwell, a.k.a. Lonnie from Gunner. Over in Japan, they have the lowest infant mortality rate. You know why? Because they have banned mandatory vaccinations. Yep. They banned them. What are the chances? More and more statistics are coming out showing us how vaccinations are killing children, making them sick, giving them autism, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Folks, it's a huge depopulation effort underway. I hope you understand that. It's happening. It's a very complex system. It involves the aerosols. It involves the frequencies. It involves the food, the GMOs. So many different tentacles to this operation. But it's happening. It's happening to us. And the sooner you wake up and realize what's going on, the better chance we have of stopping it. But I don't know that we can at this point. Anyway, welcome to the program. As I said, I am your host, Harry Adams. And I want to thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours every Saturday night. I wish I could do it every night again, but I can't. We'll get into that a little later, what's going on with me. But it's kind of related. No, never mind. We'll get into that later. Welcome to the program. We'll go ahead and hit our first break. If you'll please hold your calls. We got 4 hours, so we'll open the phones up here maybe next hour. All right, guys, we'll be back in 3 short minutes. The best
things in life are free. Hi, folks, Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too, because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work, so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
5 Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5 Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Came down. Folks, on this program, I've made no secret of the fact that I do not like religion. In my opinion, organized religion is always doomed to fail because it's impossible to remove man's inherent sinfulness from the equation. Look how many God-filled men have started churches like in their basements or in a coffee shop, only to have them grow at an astonishing rate. The public sees something that they desire. They see a real desire to connect to God, a connection. And they see a way to fill the void that we all have within us, and the only way to properly and completely fill that void is God. Believe me, I know, I've tried everything else. So the attendance grows, they wind up building a small church, and it grows and grows, they add on and add on, and within, say, 5 years, they have to relocate, buy some land, and build a massive church because of the massive attendance they have. It increases. Before long, the monthly offering's in six figures. This is where sin enters into it. Temptation attacks the pastor. He allows himself to believe that if he takes a few hundred, nobody's going to notice. Plus, there's nothing wrong with that. After all, he started the church, right? Plus, he'll pay it back in a few weeks, but he never does. Before long, he's sneaking a few thousand. Before long, he's in way too deep, and one of the elders at the church notices a discrepancy in the books, goes to the leadership committee, and next thing you know, the pastor's gone. The scandal has rendered that massive building maybe a quarter of the way filled every Sunday, meaning that all those bills that they had acquired, which had grown with the church, can no longer be satisfied, and then it's game over. I will bet you this has happened 1,000 times in this country just in the past decade. You see, spirituality is the connection we should all have with our Creator, whom I choose to call God. Now, I'm going to explain the difference between religion and spirituality. Historian and philosopher Yuval Noah Harari explains the contrast. Religion is a deal, whereas spirituality is a journey. You understand that? It's a simple distinction. Spirituality is connecting to the divine through your own personal experience. It is primarily concerned with finding, experiencing, and embodying one's true spiritual nature. Religion is connecting to the divine through someone else's experience. It's primarily concerned with believing in, following, and obeying the rules created by a certain deity or spiritual teacher. Spirituality is personal, religion's community-oriented. Spirituality emphasizes wisdom. Religion emphasizes knowledge. Spirituality goal is love and freedom and salvation. Religion goal is obedience. Spirituality is feeling-based, religion's rule-based. Spirituality focuses on experiencing internal divinity. Religion focuses on obeying external divinity. Spirituality is present-oriented. Heaven is within you now. Seek it. Religion is future-oriented. Heaven is where you go once you're through here and you die. Spirituality is oneness-oriented. Religion is duality-oriented. Good, evil, right, wrong, left, right, heaven, hell. Spirituality creates closeness. Religion creates separateness. Separatedness, I guess. Spirituality is informal. Religion is formal. Spirituality promotes joy, spontaneity, and compassion. Promotes self-sacrifice, duty. A religion promotes self-sacrifice, duty, and pity for others. Spirituality is self-directed. Here's the big one. Religion is authority-directed. Now, as far as self-directed, I would disagree with the author because spirituality connects us with God, and then He directs us, in my opinion. Anyway, those are the big differences. Do you understand? It's possible to be spiritual but not religious. And I think that's what we're supposed to be, in my humble opinion. Gentlemen, y'all have been awful quiet, I guess, because I've been talking the whole time. But have anything to add on this subject?
Well, I have a little bit to add. I feel pretty much the same way you do, you know, because of the fact that I noticed the same trend. Because I was a member of some large churches here in Montgomery. And some of them, one or two of them, went the same way. Mm-hmm. And there's been several changes in the leadership and some of the ones that I've been to, which are the ones that I don't go to now. But I mean, I'm not embarrassed to say it or either. I don't think I did wrong for coming out, But I hadn't been in about maybe 20 years or so.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
Wow. Jason?
Here it goes. Yes, I definitely have my ideals pretty much like yours. Spirituality, it's a journey.
It is.
And
it's a walk.
I'm not a religious man.
Same here.
I do go to church religiously.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended. But, you know, and I enjoy the fellowship of other Christians.
There you go.
And the little checks and balances in that they can hold you accountable, and, well, you hold each other accountable.
Exactly. They pick you up when you need to be picked up.
But as far as organized religion, it's not really necessary because you as an individual, with your relationship with Christ, you are the church.
Exactly. You know, that's something Postman's been saying since the first time he got behind this microphone. If people just understood how powerful they really are, we could change things.
Yeah,
it's been kept from us.
I mean, the Bible says that your body is the temple.
Yep.
You know, the temple in which Christ resides.
Exactly.
And the Holy Spirit.
Which is why I believe that the abomination that causes desolation is not talking about a physical temple. It's talking about our bodies. I think that's happening now with this bioweapon they call Morgellons. Did you happen to see the picture that I put of your shirt that we took?
I did. I didn't get to look at it for very long. I was being pulled in different directions.
But creepy. Yeah. For those who haven't read the blog on our official Clearing the Air Facebook page, we're standing outside at Baumhauer's, and it's starting to sprinkle. This is Wednesday night. Jason's got a dark-colored shirt on, and he's like, look at my shirt. I said, what's going on? He goes, as the drops hit my shirt, they're not going into the fabric. They're like little round silver metal things. Sure enough, it was whatever was coming from the sky was not rain, or some of it wasn't.
Yeah, it was like the rain part of it that hit the shirt would soak into the shirt, but it would leave a metallic flake of some kind.
Exactly. Well said. I couldn't have said it.
It was just, you know, tiny little part. I see them a lot, all the time, like when a rain first starts and I have the headlights on and it's shining, you can see the little particles floating around in every direction, up, down, left, right.
Yep.
And even though the rain is coming down at whatever angle, these little things are just floating around in between the raindrops.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting, and they're highly reflective.
Extremely reflective.
So you don't even see it unless there's a light shining on it.
Mm-hmm. And then you can't help but see it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Well, what's amazing to me is last night we went to eat up in Prattville, and the place that we went to eat had these big bushes. You know, everything has to be decorative to make the code now. So as we're waiting to be called for our seat, I'm walking with my phone. I've got it on black and white, taking pictures of these bushes. It's amazing how many parts of the bushes now glow white. And you can only see it with a camera. You can't see it with naked eye. You got to use a camera to slow the light down. It's unreal. I believe the plants are soaking in whatever they're spraying, and whatever this stuff is somehow getting into the plants and growing things out of the plants. That's what my videos are about. Anyway, let me change directions for a second. They've put new red lights up at ACA on Wears Ferry Road. We live right down from there. Mounted above the cameras on long stalks are three, I'm sorry, above the red lights are three cameras on very long stalks, each facing a different direction. East Wears Ferry, West Wears Ferry, one back towards the ACA campus. More cameras.
Yeah, I just noticed that too this week. I was like, wow.
You know the feed goes to the old St. Margaret's, to the FEMA Fusion Center. It's where all the neighborhood watch cameras go, whether you know that or not. But yesterday afternoon, I had something weird happen. I had an enjoyable afternoon with a little short, mean woman. She came home early. We got in the pool. After a couple of hours, I went into the house to shower. Well, when I got in the shower and I turned the water on, which I don't normally do, I normally turn the water on, let it get to the right temperature, then I get in. But I was soaking wet, so I went ahead and got in and turned the water on. It was ice cold. So I cut it all the way over to hot. It was ice cold. It stayed ice cold. So I managed to get through that. So when I got out, dried off, I thought I'd go up in the attic. Evidently, the pilot light's gone out again on the hot water heater. It's happened a couple of times. I was amazed to find that it was lit and the water heater was functioning perfectly. So I got back down the little ladder, folded it back up, went back in the bathroom, turned on the hot water in the sink. Scalding hot. I'm like, what in the world? How's that possible? That there can be no hot water going to the shower. And then Lynn came in and showered. She had plenty of hot water. It's the weird things like that keep happening to me that makes me go, what is going on here?
That is strange.
I know.
I've had my share of two, but I should write them down because it's just
It's mind blowing.
It would be like fairy tales. I mean, just so full of
it's just weird,
odd
man.
Things throughout the day that
yes
would mostly be considered impossible.
Yes, and that's happening. The impossible's happening more and more today. I don't know about you, but I had another almost automobile wreck. Somebody went over into me, a black Nissan Maxima with Credit King license plate on the back, and he was just coming on over. And people cannot drive. They don't pay attention.
Now, I turned on the cold water, and it came out hot, but that's just, you know, Alabama in August. So.
Well, the crazy thing is, why do we have to have a steadily boiling kettle of water up in our attic when it's 150 degrees on our roof?
Yeah,
we should all use solar water heaters.
Yeah, a long time ago, from what I understand, they did solar water heaters. It was part of a government program. They paid to put it up there for you. I came across one.
Really?
Yeah, on doing a repair to a house where they had the solar panels. I was like, well, what's that for? They said that's for the hot water heater that they installed back in the, I think they said the 80s. And I was like, wow, I wish I'd have known about that.
Yeah, no kidding. I didn't know that. I'll have to research that.
But yes. And I have an uncle that he does solar water heaters for his greenhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And basically he just runs a black hose along the whole entire greenhouse. And it circulates through a barrel.
That's all you got to do.
And it keeps it, you know, a toasty, warm temperature all winter long.
Well, I can, you know, I've said this before on the show. I've got a little screw-on nozzle, and I've got a black hose. It's like a 75-foot hose. Mm-hmm. I can stretch that sucker out across my driveway, turn the water on, you know, because it's going to be trapped in the hose until you squeeze the trigger on the wand. And when I come home at the end of the day, that water's scalding hot. It's been sitting there cooking. I mean, you can use it to steam clean your driveway with.
Oh, yeah.
It only lasts, you know, 30 seconds, but it's hot.
Yeah, I notice, you know, in traveling to other countries, too, especially in South America, they have the water tanks on top of the roofs.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Where it heats the water up and distributes it to a hotel or even a household.
I mean, it would look like crap, but you could take a regular water heater, stick it on your roof, and take one of the panels off of a projection TV, the Fresnel lens, and just concentrate it on it. It would really heat it up.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't cost anything. Let gravity feed it. Be simple. Anyway, Postman, you have anything to add?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, man. I'm okay. I'm just going through my videos over here. Okay. All right, well. You know, I have found the hardest thing to do is get yourself motivated. Why is it so hard for us to do what we know we should be doing? That's the hardest thing.
Brother, man,
is.
I've been trying to figure that out.
I know, me too. I just
it's getting harder and harder.
I know. I'm living it, and I don't understand why. So many things I know I need to do that will make my life so much better, but I just can't seem to do it.
I know, brother, and it's not just us. There's many, many more people out there that's feeling the same way. At first, I was blaming it on, well, it's just that instant gratification of sitting there and turning on the TV, watching what I want to when I want to, or playing on my phone and things like that, but... even when I cut all that out throughout a day, I still cannot get motivated.
Can't either.
I make myself, but it's difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Well, up on our first break. Folks, it's a five-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. In the studio with me tonight is, of course, Jason, his young daughter, Trinity, and, of course, the incomparable Postman. My name's Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Come back with us.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, MetroFitness.com.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender, loving care that they need. Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only does the hot weather continue, our little break from the extreme humidity is about over. For tonight, partly cloudy, should be dry, overnight low temperature 74. For tomorrow, the big-time humidity returns with the high temperature in the middle 90s. Random scattered showers and thunderstorms back in the forecast, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms will be in ample supply each day. High temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey, welcome back to the program. My name's Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with the inferiority complex. Welcome to the program. Jason Johnson in the studio, his daughter Trinity. She'll be answering the phone when it's phones when we open them up here in about 25 minutes. And, of course, the incomparable Postman. Postman, what's been on your mind today? What's going on? I'm going to have to drag you into this, but drag you I will. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, Terry.
Oh, come on, man.
I've actually been doing a lot of research on
I knew it.
On the subterranean races, the ones that are
yes, underground.
That are underground. Yeah. And I think I told Frank the last time that we actually met here that we would discuss them tonight.
Good. And, we need to.
And you know, maybe later on in the program, yes.
We got plenty of time.
Yes.
I'll say that. It'll be gone before you know it.
Yeah, it will, you know, once we get started, for sure.
I'm trying to get us started. I really am.
And this is something I've been known for a few years. And we're actually hybrids. Some of us are actually hybrids and derivatives of what was in the under the earth, pretty much, which is what the Bible says the actual creatures will come from, some of them, and some of them will actually descend to the planet, you know, from
underground.
Well, actually, yeah, someone will come from underground, and then someone will actually descend to the planet, you know, because they're
up there.
There's too many crafts. Yes, there's too many crafts that's showing up. I mean, daily.
Yes, UFO reports, postmen are through the roof right now.
Yes, that and bolides and asteroids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch the cameras. Yep.
Yes, for sure. And there was one in particular that I want to bring your attention to. It's also again on Mr. MBB333's website, and there are people watching the sky and in the four corners of the earth, and they actually send him pictures, and there was one that happened in Europe. This was a saucer. You can look at it and tell it was a saucer, but the torsion field generator was powered up totally all the way, and it was it was running. It was running on low. Looked like it was running on thrusters, and it was traversing through the clouds. It was actually going behind the clouds, so you know it wasn't fake.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing too that you can tell about the actual video, the reason why it wasn't fake is because once it approached a really really dense cloud bank, the actual magnetic field from the craft actually pushed the clouds out of the way as it was going into them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's something that you can see that normally happens with a craft?
That's something you can see.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I know clouds play a huge part in this whole thing, and they have, if you read the Bible, clouds are very prominent throughout the Bible. I mean, Christ ascended into the clouds.
Right.
You know, clouds... it's everywhere in the Bible. The clouds are very important.
Not to mention a cloud by day and pillar of fire by night.
There you go.
As they were being led through the wilderness.
Giving them, feeding them with the manna and all that stuff. Yeah, that's right. Clouds are very important.
Yes, they are. They can actually reveal truth, you know?
Yep.
And that's what that video did. And that's what those clouds did in the video, actually.
MB333?
Mr. MBB333.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's... It's pretty telling. I mean, and most of his videos are those sightings that people send him all from all over the planet. I have a problem with him saying that that he don't know what it is. I'm trying to figure out
he's trying to keep from getting his channel canceled.
Most likely, yes. That's probably what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
And he always sent an invitation, and he says, anybody knows what this is, drop me an email and let me know, and I'll replay it, you know.
That's a smart way to do it.
Right, and let somebody else be responsible for it.
Exactly, and that takes the burden off of him.
Right, but it's no secret these days that America has technology that can traverse the universe.
Absolutely.
Traverse the galaxy, traverse the solar system and the galaxy.
Well, and go ahead.
The chief engineer of Lockheed Martin said that.
Yes. If you can imagine it, we've already done it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I believe so too. And I think disclosure is not going to be it's not going to be an event. It's a process. And I think it's been happening now for, 20 years? And it's just, before long, it's going to be where it's just accepted by the media that, yeah, there's aliens. And, yeah, we've been traveling the universe. You know, they're not going to come out and say, guess what, guys? It's not going to be like that. It's going to be smoothly unveiled, or they're just going to quit covering it up piece by piece, is, I guess, the way I see it.
Right. And then, you know, once they learn that there are more than 6,000 different species that we've been dealing with or uncovered, there's several hundred living in our Earth. And some of them are native species to Earth. Some of them were grafted here on Earth. Some of them were cloned here on Earth. Some of them immigrated here on Earth. And the surface is the dwelling of the humans. And below the surface most of these creatures are fourth, fifth, and sixth dimensional beings, and some of them are ascended masters, and that's when I talk about stuff like that. I mean, I guess most people trying to figure out, you know, what is an ascended master? I mean, an ascended master is a most of the time humanoid, and he either was born here on Earth, and or he immigrated here from somewhere else, and he had permission to come here. As a matter of fact, he had he had some business, you know, to attend to here, and it just so happened is that most of them don't live on the surface, you know, because they'll have to have to interact with people, and if they live on the surface, they're high up in mountaintops like the monks are in the Himalayas and so on and so forth. And I remember a picture back in the 90s, a movie back in the 90s. The name of the movie was The Last Airbender. And I don't know if you all remember
that. No, you know
yes,
I
saw that one.
Yes. He was supposedly an ascended master. And the thing was, they were trying to get to him because this was a child. And he could master all the elements. He could control all the elements. And I guess they were saying, imagine how powerful he would be, you know, once he become an adult. It's something to think about.
Yeah.
And it's true. They do control the elements. And if you think about it, our prime creator, the same way. I mean, he can control the elements, you know, just from where he is.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course, because you got him crossing the Red Sea.
He's omnipotent.
Yeah.
Right.
You got Jesus hushing the storm. You see a lot of that kind of stuff in the Bible, controlling the elements, making water come out of rocks.
Yep.
Well, the interesting thing too is the Pharaoh's sorcerers could do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so up to a certain point, yeah. Which was interesting to me.
But there's a difference.
There is a difference.
There's a difference in that. I mean, those were malevolent forces behind
yes.
that.
Exactly,
and they actually exercise the same type of power, but it's twisted.
Exactly, and yes. I think Postman, that right there is a microcosm of what's going on this planet right now, the battle between this type of dark occultic energy and the good godly energy.
Right.
That's what's going on right now.
And I've been saying this all the while, if we could reveal what they're doing. If we could tell exactly what they're doing to the to these children, that will take away their food source.
Yep.
That'll take away their power. Once their power is taken away, we can take them down. I'm talking about the people that are claiming to be benevolent, that are in Congress and all these state houses. These are the ones that are zapping the energy, you know, from these kids, you know, once they perform their rites and their rituals, you know, with them. Not going into detail about what they do, but once we take them down, that means their demigods and their god can be taken down once they're weakened, and it's going to come to it. This is going to happen because I mean, if you in your mind's eye think about what the Book of Revelation says about God coming here to live. You know, we've got to be brought up. I mean, we're still
we're still crawling on our all fours,
and,
man,
and still sucking a
Yep.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do. I know exactly what you're saying.
We've got to be brought up to a level that we can actually go out and work on our master's farm. What I'm saying is, when I say farm, I'm talking about the galaxy, because there are other races that are out there that's in the infant stages that we're going to have to grow up and go tend to. At some point in time, maybe 10, 15, 20,000, maybe 100,000 years from now, we as humans will traverse the universe, will traverse the dimensions in starships, going to different planets, different solar system, and different galaxies to tend to God's flock.
Those sheep that Jesus told
right.
us we knew nothing about.
That's going to be us.
Yep.
So if you think you're going to just ascend and just stay here, you got another thought coming. Because because who knows? Once your mind gets changed, you're probably going to want to leave here anyway. And just
Everything's going to change once your mind gets changed. You know?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right, let's hit this quick three-minute break, folks. It's clear now. We'll be right back.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's ALA HomeMortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than just serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable. Serving part-time lets you attend school full-time while you take advantage of education benefits that can help you graduate debt-free. If a civilian career is your goal, serving part-time allows you to work at a full-time job. The skills, qualities, and contacts you'll develop in the Guard can open doors to a great civilian career. Want to serve but worried about being away from friends and family? Part-time service in the Army National Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want while you enjoy the many benefits of serving your community and nation. You owe it to yourself to learn more about how the Army National Guard can fit into your life. Visit NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Biscuits are back in a five-game series against the Biloxi Shuckers starting Sunday, August 18th with Big Mo's Sweet 16 celebration. August 20th is a triple play Tuesday with $1, $2, and $3 concession stand prices throughout the ballpark. Another Military Wednesday presented by WOW is on August 21st and features a military card set giveaway presented by Golden Corral. The series wraps up with Wrestling Night and T-shirt giveaway presented by Metro by T-Mobile on Thursday, August 22nd. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. Man, I guess I need to start leaving the mics on during these breaks because we're getting to some good stuff. I was asking Postman, why is it like when we sent these different craft by Mars, you can see these huge, flexible, like tunnel structures, like something's living under the ground there. Why do these species choose to live under the ground? You want to take it from there, Postman? That's what you were telling me?
Yes.
It makes sense.
As you know, folks, there are different classes of stars in the galaxy, and there are different types of elements that are indigenous, you know, to Earth, that are indigenous, you know, to certain planets. And once if a being come to a certain planet and is not, and his DNA is not recorded or entered into the grid in that central sun, you know, it's very unlikely that he'll be able to live on the surface of a planet, you know, in that system. And reason being is because his DNA doesn't match, or that sun does not support his biological functions. Now, take us for instance. we're made out of the earth. We're native to earth, and we can eat a variety of vegetables or a variety of grasses and fauna that are that grow in your front yard. A lot of people don't know this, but it's the truth. And it's, believe it or not, it's healthier for you than actual food you buy out of the store. It sounds crazy, but it's the truth.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And certain stars emit certain light, and all from gamma all the way to the shortwave type of radiation. And the thing is, these stars range from different sizes. They're actual white dwarfs. They're yellow dwarfs. There's red dwarfs and brown dwarfs, and I mean they're red giants, white giants, blue giants. I mean, some of them are the size of some of them actually are as big as from where our sun is, and the actual photosphere reaches out to past Mars. If you want to look at how big they are, now that's a big star, but that's why some of them can't live on the surface. And then they have star charts too to tell when different types of cyclical storms that may come. I mean, you got ion storms that occur not randomly but cyclically in outer space. You know, because of the you got to look at the whole galaxy spinning. And there are certain storms that are that get cycled around, just like certain asteroids, you know, have that certain orbit, just like certain planets have that certain orbit, and that's just the way things work. But for the most part, that's why most races or most beings, when they come here, they tunnel into the Earth, and then some of them tunnel into the Earth, you know, so they can do it for nefarious reasons, you know, so they can be covert in their actions. So you got to look at it that way too.
Wow. Heavy stuff, folks. Heavy stuff. All right. Before we get to this top of the hour, Epstein. The seemingly cold case of Jeffrey Epstein has become hot again. This is surprising, not because pedophile rings, child sex trafficking, and blackmail operations don't exist. The world's full of them, actually. But because there's usually they have enough elite protection to continue functioning, albeit in the shadows. After all, pedophilia and Satanism are the glue that holds the global conspiracy together. That's a David Icke quote, and I think he's right. Pedophilia is the common thread throughout the various highest echelons of the New World Order. So it involves the most powerful people on our planet. Some of them may not even be people, but that's just my opinion. These are the ones who have the influence and the clout to either prevent, misdirect, or shut down any investigation like that of Epstein. Now, what makes this case interesting is that it's now become much, much deeper than it ever first appeared to be. As we shall see, there's substantial evidence that Epstein was connected to Mossad, or some form of Israeli intelligence. Now, we start to unravel this. We get into a guy named Robert Maxwell. He's one of the key players. It gets into Israeli spy. It gets into the founding of Mossad. It gets into Epstein's sidekick. I don't know how you pronounce her first name. Ghislaine, maybe? Maxwell? It was his lover, and she became the recruiter of young girls. Oh, man. It's unreal because Maxwell's father owned a publishing empire in Britain. He controlled Macmillan Publishing, Pergamon Press, and the Berlitz Language Group. And he also owned The Mirror, a newspaper in London. He was a billionaire. And it just gets deep and deep and deep. Look, there's no way Epstein could have functioned what he said he was and made the kind of money he made. His job was to recruit high-level people, get them to Pedo Island, and take videos or pictures or whatever of them and young kids. That way he had something on them. That was his job. He was to extort these people so they could be controlled. Pretty much everybody in D.C. is under some type of control, one way or the other. That was his job. That's what he did. Now, I don't think he's dead, personally. I think they either got him out of there or the good guys snatched him before they could kill him. I don't know. But there's so much more to this. And folks, here's the thing. Postman and I have been talking about this for years. And I was talking about it before Postman came in here. If you remember, a couple of years ago, I posted images from the dark web showing the video feed from some of the camera network on Epstein's Island, showing the sales and some of the other stuff. So this is nothing new. It's just now finally breaching the surface. And I got a feeling it's about to go away as quickly as it came up. That's what I'm afraid. And what scares me is, what is going to happen to make us take our eyes off Epstein? It's going to have to be something very devastating. That's what really concerns me. What are they going to do now?
Yeah, if it gets that far, Terry, yes. It will be something that'll take our eyes off of it, just like it took our eyes off of the $2 trillion.
Exactly.
The
9/11.
September 10th, 2001.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And see, a lot of this has already been covered up. Back in 2003, a lady named Vicki Ward was a journalist. She was exposing what Epstein was doing. Now, she was working for Vanity Fair. Well, suddenly Vanity Fair said they weren't going to run her story. Well, guess what? Vanity Fair is owned by a company called Condé Nast, which is owned by Macmillan Publishers, which is owned by Robert Maxwell. Imagine that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that stuff gets pulled. I mean, he's...
The father of Ghislaine
Maxwell? Yes, yes. Yeah. He has been protecting Epstein all the way down. He's got it covered everywhere. So it's amazing to me that he ever got arrested to begin with. So I don't know how Trump managed to do that, but that was a big deal.
Yeah, especially considering Barr's the attorney general, and Barr going back to
exactly.
Bush.
He's involved in this too.
And him being with the law firm that defended, I guess, Epstein.
Yes. Well, Ghislaine Maxwell, Robert Maxwell's daughter, Epstein's lover, recruiter, she was like a pimp for the underage girls. She's well-connected. She attended the wedding of Chelsea Clinton. Imagine that.
I saw her photo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, Bill Clinton, of course, his name is in the flight log on the Lolita Express at least 26 times going to the island. Okay? Now, the symbolism of Epstein and his Caribbean Virgin Island temple is remarkable. Due to the dark and abusive activities that occurred there, the island was dubbed Pedo Island and Orgy Island by locals, but the real name is Little St. James Island. Firstly, Epstein bought an island that's part of the Virgin Island, so the name Virgin itself is hardly a coincidence given the fact he was running an international pedophile ring. It also connects to the obsession with virginity and child abuse running through the secret societies, mm-hmm. and which, for instance, is behind the name Virginia.
And that's what they want.
Exactly. It's so hard for me to get across to you how important language is, symbology is, numerology, all this stuff. They live on this stuff, folks. This is like their language.
And their sigils.
Yes. Before there was a language, they were using this stuff. Secondly, Epstein's temple is topped with a golden dome, reminiscent of the mosque or Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem, Palestine, considered to be the third holiest place in Islam. There exists a long-standing Zionist plan to destroy the Islamic Dome of the Rock and build a Jewish temple, a temple mount in its place. Thirdly, Epstein's temple is surrounded by owls. Gee, what do owls represent, Postman?
Molech.
Yeah, they represent Molech.
Yes, reminiscent of Bohemian Grove.
See, right.
See, I've been paying attention.
Go ahead.
I was just saying I've been paying attention. When you said owls, Molech.
Yep, exactly. That was the Canaanite deity that was the god of child sacrifice.
Yes.
What are the chances?